A Washington, D.C. political group is calling for the state to take criminal action against Wasilla's Republican Representative Lynn Gaddis. Melanie Sloan, executive director of the organization Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CREW, says Gaddis took advantage of Alaska taxpayers when she accepted $65,000 from the Matanuska Susitna Borough in a 2011 land easement deal. Sloan says her group wants action against Gaddis because
it seems that she got away with it. That's why. I suggest that both the Attorney General and the U.S. Attorney investigate whether Ms. Gaddis committed a crime by deliberately including a provision in the easement deal that would hold her harmless in case anybody came after her for the easement, which she knew perfectly well she had no right to offer.
CREW wants Alaska's U.S. Attorney and State Attorney General to launch an investigation against Lynn Gaddis and her husband Richard Gaddis for taking the money because, Sloan says, the land was not theirs in the first place.
And then as soon as somebody came after them, they said, oops, we can't do this deal, but we get to keep the $65,000 we took for doing absolutely nothing.
Sloan points out that the Gaddis' land is State of Alaska agricultural land and is under restrictions for its use. The borough wanted the easement to build a temporary road on the land, but the road plan was later dropped. Representative Gaddis says she has never attempted to hide her involvement in the easement deal.
So now we got the folks in Washington, D.C. Well, I got to tell you, keep your nose out of our business. We've already been through that. And that's why I said this is a rehash of an old project.
Gaddis says that the issue was well covered in local papers when it happened almost 3 years ago. The story broke in the local press less than a week before the 2012 state election. Gaddis won her seat regardless.
What I find specifically offensive about this CREW thing, and I won't tell you, because it's not fit for print what my husband said about it. But, you know, the words that borough each construct a haul road and refuse to return the payment. I didn't refuse. You refuse when you've been asked. I wasn't asked to return the payment. Why? Because we did everything that the contract said we should do.
Gaddis says she has no idea why the story is being brought forward again, but she has her suspicions that it is politically motivated. Sloan says that CREW is supported by private donations, but would not divulge who the group's donors are. CREW has written to Karen Loeffler, U.S. Attorney, and State Attorney General Michael Geraghty, expressing the organization's concerns.